Bowman glanced back only once at Whitehead as he fought his way out of the cubicle. He could not be sure if a flicker of consciousness had passed across the waxen features. Perhaps one eye had twitched slightly. But there was nothing that he could do now for Whitehead or any of the others. He had to save himself. In the steeply curving corridor of the centrifuge, the wind was howling past, carrying with it loose articles of clothing, pieces of paper, items of food from the galley, plates and cups, everything that had not been securely fastened down.